Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 31 to 33. Seeking God and doing right will bring true prosperity. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 31 verses 20 and 21 like this. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began, in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with his heart. So he prospered. When the chronicler is closing the 31st chapter, he summarizes in two lines what King Hezekiah did that earned him true prosperity from God. In fact, these two verses of scripture give a glowing commendation of King Hezekiah. Whatever Hezekiah did for God, he did with all his heart. What did Hezekiah do? He did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. He was zealously committed to the law of God and to the commandments listed in God's law. It is therefore not surprising that Hezekiah prospered before God and the people. It is important to note that Hezekiah led the people of Judah not out of a sense of kingly responsibility, but as a heartfelt act of worship, service, and obedience towards God. In fact, Hezekiah displayed all the good qualities of a godly king in restoring and upholding the law of God that became his preamble of rule and constitution. His zeal in establishing true worship in the temple of God was evident, and that became the hallmark of his leadership. He led the people in destroying the obscene images and pagan altars, after which they celebrated Passover, and the week following the Passover cleaned up the temple. He then made certain the priests obeyed God's law and ministered at the temple. The spiritual awakening that resulted invoked generosity in the people whose hearts were touched by God. God rewarded Hezekiah for his faithfulness and obedience by delivering him from foreign invasion, healing his life-threatening sickness, forgiving his pride, and giving him immense wealth. When Hezekiah sought God with all his heart and did what was right before God, he enjoyed true prosperity. There are four things to consider regarding true prosperity. 1. God is the one who makes us truly prosperous. 2. God takes pleasure in our prosperity. 3. We should pray for true prosperity. And 4. We can only be truly prosperous by seeking God through His Word. Let us seek God through His Word and earnestly do what is right and pleasing in the sight of God. This will usher in true prosperity in our lives so that we can be a blessing to others as well. This is my prayer for you today. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers.